afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast today from Commodity Classic that's underway in Houston, Texas. And it's not very often I can do this report and have the commodity broker sitting right next to me. Mark Gold is here. Mark, of course, is with a Top Third. We hear him every morning with us, but he also has the opportunity to be in the booth with StoneX during Commodity Classic. I think, Mark, we kind of need to start out there. You guys are here. What a great opportunity that you're going to have to have some great conversations with these producers.
Yeah, it's always great when farmers stop by to say hello, that they listen to me on KRVN and other places. And, you know, it's just great to get the one-on-one FaceTime with farmers and hear what's going on in their neck of the woods. And this is such a great meeting because there's farmers from all over the country here. So you really get a good taste of what's going on.
And I think you get a good taste, too, of what their feel is for what the markets are, good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, I think the American farmers always feels like it should be a lot higher than it is. And considering the low prices we've had out here, I can't say that I blame them. You know, the big question I've been getting for the last 30 or 60 days is, when is the bottom going to be in? And it hasn't really shown any signs of that until just the last few days. But we're hopeful that maybe we can get the funds to cover these massive short positions in corn. They're short considerable amount of beans, wheat, meal, oil, and we're hoping that we can see that start maybe tomorrow.
Well, it was nice to see March and May finish above the $4 mark and do pretty good today, but it's still in the back of everybody's mind. You know, as quick as we saw that drop below $4, it could go right back there again.
Well, there's no question that there's a fair amount of volatility in these markets. Tomorrow is first notice day, and the old saying around the Board of Trade is you buy heavy deliveries on first notice day. And I would expect that we'd see pretty good deliveries in corn, wheat, and beans. And that may be, you know, maybe we open lower off of that on Thursday's opening. But I think the specs are going to try to come in. The market's showing a little bit of life here. They got their funds short 330,000 contracts of corn. You know, they've been willing to add in the last month, which kind of surprised me, from 300 to 350 at one point. But do you really want to press the short side of corn as we go into the growing season? I don't want to be a part of that. So, you know, we've been doing what we do every day, which is when we get an opportunity to roll down options, we do that, and we've had some great opportunities there. So, you know, hopefully now we'll get a nice rally. We can move our floors back up to a more reasonable level and, you know, see a little bit more profitability for the American farmer.
Now, we know that the Ag Secretary and the EPA Administrator to be here at Commodity Classic later this week, and there's this pending announcement that they're set to make. Is the markets just kind of sitting there waiting with bated breath to see what that is?
Well, I think that's why the corn was up here today. The positive feeling that there's going to be something on ethanol, and let's hope that happens, because the President put the ethanol from a year-round. We were hoping it was going to be 2024. He's pushed that back to 2025. So now is he going to come out with something positive to offset that? Everybody seems to think so. We've been on our lows, so maybe a positive announcement will be helpful. I just hope it's not a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's look at the weather-wise here in the States as well. I know that we've had some interesting weather as of late. You and I were talking about that before we started the program with that front that moved through. Many guys, especially when you look here in the South, they're anxious to get in the fields. But there's a lot of factors that are kind of working against these guys this year with dry weather and uncertainty about what spring planting will bring.
Well, what we saw last night around Chicago, before I left, it was 75 degrees. It was 21 this morning. We had a storm at my house that I'm surprised the roof was still there, frankly. We had a lot of tornadoes within 20 miles of us. So that's been pretty bad weather, but it's been isolated. We've had a remarkably warm, beautiful February out here. The other weather issue is certainly in West Texas and into Oklahoma with the fires. We were talking before, you mentioned that the fires look like they're about 82% contained, which is a good thing. But I think that had a little bit to do with the cattle market today. Maybe guys bringing in cattle early. The feeders were down sharply. The fats were down. But we still have a strong box beef market in the cattle market. And we think the Packers are short bought. So I'm hoping it's kind of a one-day sell-off.
We'll definitely take that. You know, you talk about those fires, and we were talking about that during this week's cattle call, that, you know, we don't know what those numbers are going to be for losses in both Texas, Oklahoma, in western Nebraska, where those fires are being contained, thanks goodness to a snow squall that helped to bring it under check. But is that kind of in the back of the minds of traders, knowing that these devastating fires were moving through that open range land?
Well, it's going to affect the cattle market more than anything else. As far as the grains go, you know, farmers are itching to get their planters out there. There's been an awful lot of field work done in February. But with the crop insurance, like in around Illinois, Iowa, I think the first date is April 10th. So what are they going to do for the next 5-6 weeks? Excuse me, are they just going to sit it out? My guess is if they can get in and maybe even a little, sneak in a little early, they might plant more corn acres than we've thought. We're expecting to see, you know, pretty good drop, 3 to 3.5 million acres of corn. We might not see that if we've got the good weather, because as we all know, farmers love to plant corn, they love to grow corn, they love to harvest corn, and they like to stick to the rotations. So I'm not sure we'll see that big of a cut in acres if the weather will continue to hold.
So will it be a weather-dominated spring market?
Well, certainly we're going to have to keep a close eye on the Brazilian second crop in corn. That's going to be a big deal to keep our eyes on that. It's gotten dry again in Brazil, so that could have an impact, and that might have been part of why corn was up here today. It'll certainly, the last 50% of the beans yet to be harvested. It's getting dry again. That's not particularly helpful for the bean market. So hopefully we'll see, you know, some positive things here. The charts are turning first, and now we hope to see the fundamentals back it up.
Stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. Of course, we are broadcasting right here at Commodity Classic, and a lot of our stations that take us as well are here. Brian Winnikin's just sitting right next door to us. You might hear him doing some markets as well as we're here at Classic, the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Let's have another channel chat with Grant Bailey. Grant and his wife, Mackenzie, own Bailey Ag Solutions near Norton, Kansas. Well, Grant, with the channel and regional brands coming together, what do you see as the advantages?
Well, what I see is we're merging multiple strong portfolios to bring our customers more options to use on their farms to make them more profitable.
What are you most looking forward to with the new channel brand?
Probably the momentum. Channel has a good, strong momentum right now, but it's a great brand with strong products. This is only going to make us stronger and have a better market presence nationwide.
Well, Channel is here to help farmers rise to the challenge. For more on the new Channel brand, you can contact Bailey Ag Solutions at Norton, your local Channel seed professional, or go to channel.com/rise. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation with Mark Gold with Top Third. And again, I want to reiterate the fact that you are here at Commodity Classic with us. I think it gives folks a great opportunity to have that one-on-one conversation with you as they talk about their marketing plans. And that's kind of what I wanted to start on this first half. How important, you know, we were talking about the weather-related markets and all the different factors that are weighing in. It's so easy to say, you know, I'm not going to worry about this right now. But you made a comment that says, guys have 5 weeks before they technically should be in the field because of crop insurance. Why not use that 5 weeks to get their ducks in a row or their crops in a row, shall we say, with a decent marketing plan or an idea of what they should be doing?
Well, I only wish that were true. You know, for the almost 30 years I've been working with the American farmer, marketing plan. My plan is to sell it when it moves higher, you know. And, you know, I've certainly tried to educate farmers over the years that maybe there's a better way to do the marketing. And the first step I've always said is you've got to have a written marketing plan. And then second, you have to have the discipline to follow it. So many times guys will set certain levels where they're willing to sell. It gets up there and the market looks strong. Well, I'm not going to sell it now. It looks like it's going to go higher. And they don't follow their own plan. I always try to bring in like a football analogy. Does anybody ever think Vince Lombardi went into a football game without a plan? But what did he ask his players to do? Execute that plan. So if you've got a written marketing plan, you still have to execute it. Just having that plan in the drawer doesn't do you any good. So we certainly advocate, you know, there's a lot of different ways to market grain. You know, I do it my way. There are other brokers that do it their way. I don't know who's right or wrong. I do know that we've been pretty consistent over the years. But you got to find somebody you're comfortable with. If it's not me, then find somebody else. There isn't a legitimate commodity broker out there that won't try to help you find a marketing plan that can work. My only advice is if you're talking to a commodity broker and they go, well, let's sell it if it goes to 475, or let's buy futures down here, whatever it is. Always ask them, okay, that's a good idea, but what if you're wrong? And if the broker doesn't have a really good answer for that question, you need another broker, in my opinion, because you've always got to know what the risk is. You've always got to know, what am I doing out here? And you can't just, you know, sell futures, the market goes up, now what? Do you take the loss? Do you double up? So, you know, you've got to be very careful at what is your plan if you're wrong.
Some good marketing advice. So what's wrong with this dollar? What do you see? I mean, obviously up today, it had an effect on this wheat market, but what do you see this dollar influencing us over the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, the dollar's been hanging between 94 cents, give or take, a range out here. Excuse me, at 104. It's been hanging around 104. If we can get the dollar under 100 again, we tried to get there a month or 6 weeks ago, couldn't do it. It bounced back up to 104, 105. If we could get the dollar to close under 100, then I think that's going to show weakness in the dollar, and hopefully that'll help the wheat market. But it's hard to sell wheat when you got the Russians on a fire sale out there selling it at very cheap prices. Our dollar is still strong. Where are we going to go with it? But, you know, these things turn around, and hopefully we'll see something better in the days ahead in the wheat market.
Talked a little bit about the cattle on the front half, but wanted to kind of talk a little bit more. How do you see countryside demand right now?
Well, what do you mean by countryside demand?
I think just, you know, what are you hearing out there when it comes to the packers and the buyers?
Well, you know, I'm hearing the packers have been short bought, as they frequently are. The box beef in demand has been really good. The cattle on feed on Friday was a surprise. You know, the placements were 3 points higher than what they expected. But the market really didn't react to that Monday, Tuesday. It finally did today. Was that because of the fires or something else? I haven't, unfortunately, been on a plane most of the day here today, so I haven't been able to check all the information I can. But I'm hoping that's just kind of a one-day sell-off. Feb futures go off the board tomorrow in the fat cattle. And now we'll be looking at the Aprils. They're a good $3 higher over than the Feb. So is the cash market going to go up to the April price, or is the April price going to come down to the cash market? I think, you know, 183 to 186 is probably a fair market in the next couple of weeks. Hoping we can stay strong in here. We've had a nice rally. I would say this. On this kind of a rally, it's always, in my opinion, good marketing to look at buying some puts. We rallied $22, 100 out here. Spend $4 out of that 22 and put yourself in a reasonable floor in case we go right back. If I'm wrong, okay, Mark, ask me. Gee, Mark, what if you're wrong? Well, if I'm wrong, cattle goes a lot higher. You'll be able to afford the $4 loss on the options and sell your cattle at higher prices.
All right, best way for folks to get a hold of you, Mark?
1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE, or you can go to our website, www.topthird.com.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell. Just a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.